So we hope that this building will be finished in April. We now try to start building in September, and I think it doesn't make sense to explain the architecture, because when we make this design for this building, we don't think about sound or something like this. The structure of this building is really simple. We use what we found. So we use the levels of the neighbors, left and right. And we use the structure of this floor downstairs here for aesthetic reasons. And we have an agreement with a neighbor in the back that that enough sun and light will fall down to the yard there. So it's a really easy structure of this building. And on the other side, it's we try to build this really pure. So we everything is made out of concrete. We have no isolating materials. There will be no things on the floor, and also the roof is made out of concrete. And so it was a really good project to inject some sensors in the concrete and to find out to make. To sound that the building will sound. So, but it's the best thing that Mark Bain explained this for you.
All right, thanks, Marcus. actually, this is an interesting site. I like the fact that they utilize the existing structure that was here. Someone built this foundation here, and I guess they ran out of money, and so they didn't continue past the ground floor. And with this project, they sort of simplify it and utilize this existing structure to continue on. And I think it's quite a nice solution, actually. And anyway, so I was introduced to Marcus and Arno to propose a project of, actually, it worked, went quite quickly, actually. The idea of embedding sensors into the building itself, essentially turning this structure into a microphone. Where all the materials act like a vibrational membrane that attaches to the other buildings on either side, and also to the subway down below, and we'll listen to the street side sounds also. So the other inspiration from this comes from stories from the Stasi, the police, who were busy wiring up people's buildings also for listening to, suspects and things like this. A good example also was the Moscow embassy that was built in, built back in the 80s, that was so impregnated with sensors and bugs that the U.S. government couldn't actually move into it. I think even the seal of the American official seal had a bug on it, too. So these are kind of the ideas behind it. And so here I wanted to make something quite simple. Basically use the material to embed sensors. In this case, I'm using geological sensors used mostly for seismological data collection, and using that for sound. And then for each level of this building, it'll be a very simple interface, just a jack that you can jack into the building. So you can take your iPod headphones and just jack in and listen to the rest of your neighbors. Kind of bumbling around, you know, maybe having sex or whatever. It's highly unintelligible, actually, because it all kind of, all this matrix of concrete ends up acting like a mixing console. And so it all kind of blends together. And then one of the other features we'll have is also one of these jacks on the sidewalk entrance, so people walking by can also jack into the building. And there's a nice graphic that sort of stole the iPod ads outside there that sort of represents what's going to happen. So so this will be like 24/7, 365 days a year thing, always on, always there, and no acoustic form, just something to jack into. So you can record off of it, you can plug your headphones, whatever. So and then today I got a sort of sample system. It's sort of I came in with some sensors. I've got six sensors embedded in different places here. For the first thing, we use this very beautiful sound system to do a live performance of the building, which actually won't really be the sound of the architecture when this project is complete, but it's using the sound and the structure as a kind of performative instrument. And then after that, I think I will, well, I guess I'll perform for about 20 minutes, and then after that, there's a small setup over here with two headphones, which will give you more representation of what the actual building will sound like without the use of the speakers. So with that, if anyone has any questions, you can ask, or you can ask me afterwards. Oh, the other thing, since this is an extremely oversized sound system for such a small space, it's going to be very intense, but you're welcome to walk around upstairs, any places, plug your ears, put your earplugs in if you feel you wish. Actually, it's very low frequency, so it's not that hard on the ears, but it's more of a body thing, so you really don't need your ears actually for this. So, but feel free to leave. You don't have to. I mean, if everyone's gone, I'm happy, so I'll just be down. I'll have earplugs in, so don't worry about it.